Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So, you know, I love magic, or what I perceive to be magic.
Did you guys watch 60 Minutes last night?
It was insane. They interviewed the mentalist Oz Perlman. Stephanie Ramos, didn't she used to work here in town?
She did. She was over at Channel 9.
Channel 9, yeah. So she is now on 60 Minutes.
Oh.
And she was interviewing this mentalist, Oz Perlman, who can, according to him...
read minds.
Read your mind.
I love the mentalist game.
Dan, the clips that... because I went down a deep rabbit hole on this guy. He will look at you and say, I want you to think right now of an NBA player, any NBA player. And then he goes, okay, keep it to yourself. And then he will write it down. And as you say it, he turns the board around and it's that player.
You're thinking of Charles Barkley.
It is the craziest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
I was thinking of Manute Bol.
Okay.
But like, there are clips after clips after. Do you have the 60 Minutes like trailer thing?
I have him. Now wait. He says to Stephanie Ramos at one point, name a country. I believe he says, name a country you want to go to. Memory escapes me. But it's queued up. She's interviewing him. He's got his little whiteboard in front of him, right? And we've already gone, this is at the tail end of the segment last night on 60 Minutes, where he has wowed people left and right.
Yes.
By being able to read their minds. And finally, she's like, read mine.
But wait, before you click it, Dan, instead of asking her to think up of something, he says, ask me to ask you a question that I could possibly not, there's no way I could know the answer. So he had her formulate the question as well.
So here it is. Listen.
I mean, there's got to be something really gratifying for you to be able to get a 300-pound grown man to freak out on camera.
I love it. It's this feeling of wonder that you not only do not know how it's done, but it's the feeling it gives you, right? It's like certain movies give me goosebumps, and you don't get that often.
I think the number one factor in success...
Oh says he makes most of his money from private corporate events. His next public move is to offer up lessons with a new take on the classic self-help book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, offering advice on how to use mentalism in everyday life.
My book is not about teaching you to be a mentalist, because there's books about that. And so I want to teach people not to be a mentalist, but how to think like a mentalist.
We'd studied O's and his tricks and were skeptical he'd be able to pull one over on us. Then, at the end of our interview, he asked me to name a place I've always wanted to go, but have never been.
Tell us the place. Tell us the place you thought of. What you said, I want to go there, I can't wait to say it. What
Vietnam.
Was it? Vietnam? And you were about to say somewhere different. That was the key. You were about to change your mind. Say the other place you were thinking of.
Thailand.
Thailand was the other one you were going to go with.
Come on!
He literally flipped around the whiteboard. It Thailand said, and Vietnam
and one of them was crossed out.
Vietnam was crossed out.
Sounds like a pretty cool party trick.
So he says, Dan, at the end to Stephanie Ramos, he says, come up with a question for me to ask you that I could not possibly know the answer. And she says, okay, my third grade teacher.
Or a place I've never been that I want to go to.
Yeah, third grade teacher. And he goes, okay, I've got the name. But he goes, wait a minute. Were you going to lie?
And oh, that's right.
She goes, yes. He goes, you were going to lie and give me a different teacher. And he turns the board around. He goes, what was her name? Say it out loud. And she goes, Sister Flanagan.
That's right.
The board says Sister Flanagan, Dan. How? How does he do it?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find the Flanagan thing.
It is the craziest thing.
I fell off the couch when he did that.
One of the things he says in his corporate stuff, and I'm sure it's $100,000 to have him fly in or more to talk to your corporation, was that when he's asking a bunch of men, okay, I want you to think, who did you have a poster of on your wall when you were, you know, growing up in elementary school? And the guy is thinking, and he's standing like this, Dan. He's standing with his legs apart, shoulder width apart, this guy. Uh-huh. And he's got his hands clasped below his belt, just like this. And the mentalist says to him, well, it's a woman, and let me tell you how I know that. That is a very common tell. When men are thinking about a woman, they always put their hands over below their belt.
Over their crotch.
If you're thinking about a male, you most often put your hands in your pocket. He said there are these little tells that we all do.
Yeah.
So at least he knew it was a woman on his wall. And I don't know how he figured out the rest of it because it wasn't Farrah Fawcett. He said, is there six letters in the name? And the guy goes,
Wait, that's Russell Wilson. I've got it queued up to that right now.
Oh, it is crazy.
Hang on. Here is the Russell Wilson. Of course, you know him as the quarterback. Here it is.
$72 million at one dinner with athletes like NFL quarterback Russell Wilson in attendance.
Question for you is, when I was young, I had a poster on my wall.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Of someone, and you're no way in hell you're going to get this.
He said no way in hell. I didn't say those words. He said those words.
No way.
Which means there's no way it was a football player. Also, notice the nervous twitching with the hands.
Okay, so that was Russell Wilson who said, there's no way in hell you will get the answer to the person who was on a poster on my wall when I was a kid.
Hands here, always a female. Is it a female? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oz Perlman went to work on him.
I don't read minds, I read people. Here's what I want you to do. Russell, count the number of letters in the first name just to yourself. Not out loud, just to yourself. There's the tell, right? You call an audible. He finished counting and he looked up. Six letters, isn't it?
It is six letters.
Yeah. Russell, you're sitting there, sixth grade, you're looking up. She's looking back at you.
She was.
Tell us all, who was in that poster? Say it.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain!
He turns the whiteboard around and reads
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
You'd think a rumor.
So wait, Dan, we start talking about this last night. We watched it. I went down this deep dive. I started watching other videos of him doing this. I said to Johnny, okay, let's say there's six letters in the name and he can look at your eyes and tell you're going S-H-A-I. Okay, he can look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's doing six letters. Mm-hmm. How many hundreds of different women were popular when Russell was in
Russell Wilson
middle school?
What are the odds?
And how many of those women also would have had six letters in their name. I mean, if it was someone your age, Dan, or Scott, obviously Farrah Fawcett was the popular poster. Mm-hmm. That's too easy. Shania Twain is an anomaly. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, yes, she was popular.
But you had Elle McPherson.
She would not have been the go-to. You would have had Cindy Crawford. See,
not in the 90s.
Okay, that's five letters. How many people in the 90s that were women that were famous had six letters in their name? There's no way he could have.
He's really good at reading people. Oh. And he's, yeah, he like he says, he's not reading somebody's mind exactly. He's reading them.
But how did he get Sister Flanagan, Dan?
That one was Sister
Flanagan.
Was weird.
No one knows who Sister Flanagan is. Everyone knows who Shania Twain is. You didn't know. And he not only had Sister Flanagan, he had the third grade teacher she first thought about, Miss Ross or whatever. How?
Yeah. And FYI, Stephanie Ramos is still with ABC News.
Yeah.
The correspondent on 60 Minutes last night was Cecilia Vega.
She does. They have a similar look. And Dan, that's funny. Yeah. Scott asked, because when I saw her, I thought, is that Stephanie Ramos? Did she jump ship? No, she's still at ABC.
Did I misspeak?
How?
That's all right.
Dan, how? How does he do it?
I don't know.
Hey, I found Sister Flannery.
I mean, how did people bend spoons back in the 70s?
Because spoons
They
bent.
Were made out of aluminum. I don't know, but
this
listen
is
to this.
Different.
Listen to this.
Of mm-hmm. the classroom door.
This is not written down. This is not posted. This is nowhere but in your brain.
All right, wait, let me rewind
Come
a little bit more.
Come up with a question impossible for him to know the answer.
Ask me the question.
Who was my third grade teacher who had a paddle above the classroom door?
This is not written down. This is not posted. This is nowhere but in your brain, this question.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Zero.
Right.
You know what? You're not going to tell the truth. You're going to lie.
I'm not going to lie.
No, I want you to. I want you
okay,
to.
Okay, you want me to
I
lie.
Want you to Got do it. A lie instead. Do the lie instead of the truth.
I did. I thought of my high school teacher rather than my third grade teacher to try to stump him.
Say it. What is it?
Flannery.
Sister Flannery.
Okay, now you're freaking
he
me
turn,
out.
He turns the whiteboard around and says, Sister Flannery.
Now, you could say, Dan, well, if there was a paddle above the door, that would suggest probably Catholic school.
Not if you grew up in Texas.
But not if you grew up in Texas and my principal had a paddle. Okay.
Or Missouri.
So you've narrowed it down to the name Sister. He just picked Flannery?
Could have been O'Flanagan.
It could have been O'Hare. 10 million different names.
Well, obviously he's rather special when it comes to all of this. He does use a little bit of trickery, a little bit of what we might call magic, and plus he really is good at reading people and then leading them through the prompts to get them where he wants them to be.
But he didn't say, tell me the name of your Catholic, nun in high school that starts with an F, and then that would narrow it down probably to Flanagan, Flannery.
From the text line, burn the witch.
I'm telling you, you said you fell off the couch. I was oh my God. There's one that he does.
If he sinks, he's innocent.
There's one he does with the four or five guys on the NFL commentary guys. Mm-hmm. How?
Next time you go to Vegas, look it up. There is a mentalist who has a residency in Vegas. And if you get there early and you can sit in the front row, you will be part of the show.
913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.